Sometimes we've got to improvise when our camp counselors forget their glasses and can't read the screen. Anybody relate? Nope, can't relate at all. Well, we do have a few prayers this morning, prayers and concerns, and we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church. Our flower offering this morning is given by Viola Garcia Lopez in memory of Virginia Garcia's birthday on April 30th. She would have been 103 years old. And so for the life of Virginia Garcia and the impact she made on this world, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We have some joys this morning as we have a celebration of a birthday that was on the 20th of April. Happy birthday to our very favorite Jane Nishimura, and celebrating here with Richard and son Scott and daughter Dale. I would like to consider Jane the queen of events to remember, as she's got a calendar full of things and always knows exactly what to be sharing. And this morning, she also brought a couple of prayer requests and for the prayers of comfort for the family of Stephen Bullard, who was the choir director at Faith UMC, who passed away on April 20th. And as she shares, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And so we give thanks for Stephen's ministry that he did through Faith. As I remember, he directed the Ash Wednesday choir just a few years ago. I think that was our last one that we had together before COVID. And we remember the people of Faith this morning as they mourn in their loss. We also have a joy coming in from Vicki Nee, for today is the 19th birthday of granddaughter Cassidy, and she's looking forward to her being able to get home for a visit. And so for Cassidy, can't believe you're already 19 years old. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Kathy Auld would like to lift up her sister Paula, whose husband is on hospice and will be passing soon. And so for Paula and family and for Kathy, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. With that, will you go to God in prayer with me this morning? Gracious God, here we come on this morning to be able to laugh together, rejoice together, and to celebrate the continued joy of resurrection and new life through the Easter miracle. And Lord, we just ask that you will help our hearts to celebrate in fullness all of the joys that we have, the joys of birthdays, the joys of family that is visiting, the joy of the ability to laugh with one another and to remember your goodness in all that we do. And we pray this morning that you will hear each of the concerns that we lift, that you will attend to our hearts as they grieve and struggle, but that you will also attend to those whom we lift in our prayers this morning, those we have lifted aloud and those who still remain within our hearts. Send your Holy Spirit of comfort. Send your Holy Spirit of peace. Send your Holy Spirit of love, and send your Holy Spirit of healing. For we are yours, Lord, and so we give all that we have into your most faithful hands as we give you the prayer that you have taught us through your Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And also prayers as Madison's tournament soccer game at Magruder Middle School just started. And so prayers for CT United.